I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. State senators heard from healthcare providers this week about a shortage of mental health services across the state. A spokesperson for the nonprofit Thresholds says part of the problem is insufficient Medicaid reimbursement rates. That, in turn, is pushing providers to other areas. Rockford Republican Dave Severson says it's also a matter of demand.
5 years ago, there was never an anticipation that there would be this increased demand for mental health services.
Another provider suggested the state set up a recruitment center for mental health professionals. Severson says whatever the legislature decides, it won't be a quick solution. Northwestern University is adding two employees to the school's mental health center after a spike in the number of suicides in recent years. Four students killed themselves this year. Counseling and psychological services will perform suicide screenings and offer clinical support services, according to the Chicago Tribune. The announcement comes days after a sophomore was found dead in his dorm on the Evanston campus. According to news reports, he is at least the ninth Northwestern student to die of suicide since May 2013. In other news, legalizing recreational marijuana remains a top priority for Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker. Brian Mackey has more.
Pritzker says he's already been working out the details with legislators.
There's an opportunity for us to be the first state in the Midwest to make it available, and so I think the legislature should get at it.
Michigan legalized recreational marijuana last month by referenda, but the state legislature there is looking at rewriting what the voters approved, lowering the tax rate, changing where that money is spent, and banning homegrown plants.
The good news about being eighth or ninth to get this done is we can look at what works and put it in place in Illinois.
So far, 10 states in the District of Columbia have legalized marijuana for recreational use. I'm Brian Mackey.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is urging Illinois to help pay to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. The Republican says Michigan would provide up to $8 million to upgrade the Brandon Road lock and dam near Joliet. Experts consider that a good location to block the carp that infested the Mississippi and Illinois rivers. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers now says the project would cost $778 million, three times more than the previous estimate. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU trustees are set to consider the appointment of John Dunn as interim chancellor for the Carbondale campus. Dunn has served in the post before when he took over for Chancellor Walter Wendler back in 2006. In a 2007 interview here on WSIU, Dunn stressed the importance and responsibility of a research university, along with its faculty, staff, and students.
First and foremost, they must be the deliverers of cutting-edge information, the latest, greatest stuff every day. In addition to that, they're the creators, the generators of the new knowledge base. That's what makes a research university. And that's why we're different, for instance, than an institution that's a very good state institution, but is not a research university.
Dunn left SIUC to be president of Western Michigan University, where he served for 10 years before retiring last year. His two-year appointment at SIUC would bring $375,000 in annual salary, along with a housing allowance and moving expenses. Trustees meet today and tomorrow on the SIUC campus. A candidate for Carbondale City Council is withdrawing his petition for office. Greg Noob went on his Facebook page yesterday saying he decided not to run because a City of Carbondale rule says a candidate or family member can't have anything to do with a liquor-licensed establishment, except for a restaurant. Noob owns Sticks Bar in Carbondale. He says the choice came down to closing the business or running for City Council. Noob says although he believes the council needs a business person's perspective, he's not willing to give up his income to be that person. I'm Jennifer Fuller.